Welcome back to These Are Bad Movies. I'm Amanda Ferriante.
And I'm Amy Bell.
And this week is my pick.
Totally
arbitrary.
Oh, wait. No, Rambo was my pick, wasn't it?
Well, we both agreed to do Rambo.
Okay. But it was your perfect movie. So.
It was my perfect movie. But this one's my pick.
Okay. All right.
I don't think it'll be my perfect movie.
I would hate to see Rambo unseated that quickly, honestly.
That would be pretty... Hey.
It would be like, maybe this podcast is missing its mark.
It would be astounding, is what it would be.
Yeah,
it
would.
To find something so soon that topped Rambo. I mean, I would be impressed.
Yeah.
But we're going to watch the 2006 Wicker Man with Nicolas Cage.
Uh-huh.
And... I only know it from the memes.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
No.
Oh my gosh. I didn't know that.
Yeah. The whole reason I was like, we should watch Wicker Man is because you said something that implied I treated bees poorly. And I took offense to that. And I think the thing that left my mouth was not the bees, which reminded me of the meme.
Okay.
And so I thought, why don't we do Wicker Man?
Okay.
I love bees.
Yes.
I would never do them wrong.
Yes. I still don't know how bees enter into this.
Well, so one of those memes flying around, pun, is him with his head in a cage and a bunch of CGI bees flying around.
Uh-huh.
And he's screaming stuff like, ah, my eyes, not the bees, the bees, my eyes.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I bring Wicker Man.
Now, you said something about, like, I was assuming we were watching the Nicolas Cage Wicker Man. I was not aware there was any other Wicker Man.
Yes, there's one from the 70s that seems to be well regarded, apparently.
Oh, but the Nicolas Cage one is not?
No.
Oh.
No. It is not.
I didn't know about the 70s one. I have seen this one.
Do you regard it well?
I mean, when you said Wicker Man, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So we're going to do Wicker Man.
Okay. Because of the bees.
Yes.
Because I insulted your love of bees.
And
we're doing Wicker Man.
Yes.
This sounds like it'll be the last episode.
No, I don't think it's that bad.
Okay.
I think there's just as much reason to watch this one as any of the other films we've reviewed.
Like, no reason at all.
Yes, totally arbitrary. But we're going to do it.
All right, well, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we're back. We watched it.
We did.
I swear to the old gods and the new.
Wow. Wow.
If you try to say that this is now your perfect movie, I'm done. Outskies.
Oh, no, I wasn't going to say
that. She was having such a good time watching this movie. Before she tries to say anything else, it was just every 5 seconds, bee, bee, bees.
I love bees. What can I say? I love bees. There weren't enough, frankly. The first half of the movie was severely lacking in bee content, actually.
Yeah.
And I question a lot of the bee content that came afterwards. I had fun watching it, partly because you weren't having fun watching it so blatantly. I am now getting flipped off.
She can't prove it, though.
I feel like that in itself is almost an admission of guilt. It was no good. It was very bad, actually.
So bad. And then you just kept watching it and going, oh my gosh. And then somebody tried to do Midsommar just like it.
Yeah. Yeah. It was
so bad.
We're not the first to make that comparison, but I do think it's apt.
Oh, it was so obvious, like with the bear suit, even.
And I don't know how much of that is actually drawing from the original Wicker Man or book. Because there was a book called Ritual.
Well, I mean,
and then there was a 70s film
called Wicker Man, yeah.
Which had similar plot, just different setting, and people regard much more highly.
Okay.
And then, you know, changes were made in this adaptation to include absolute stupidity. What a man. What a man. A portrayal of an absolute loon.
The more I see the poor cinematic choices Nicolas Cage has made throughout his career, the more I really enjoy him.
Yes. Yes. This movie performed at a loss. Imagine.
I'm pretty sure I saw it in theaters.
I think it was produced by his production company.
Oh.
But it was I don't know, Universal or some such that was just like, we gotta remake it. It's like the sequel drive.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It's yeah, like,
we have this, we gotta remake it. I think it's of note, though, that the original director and sort of minds behind the well-regarded Wicker Man did make a follow-up in, like, 2011 or some such that is also very poorly regarded. So they may have just lucked into something.
Well, I mean, there is a certain amount of different eras.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have a population that's more willing to consume garbage.
Yeah.
That's not what I was trying to say. But what I was trying to say was that the zeitgeist of the 70s might have been more open to that story. And it could also be with, honestly, a lot of things that I've been watching lately. This story might have been better in lower resolution cinema.
Yeah, I think
like some things just shouldn't be watched on my modern flat screen TV.
Yeah. And I don't see, I haven't been able to dig all that much. I don't know if bees are a thing in the first movie, right? I don't know if that was something that would change in adaptation.
Yeah, because it's very bee focused.
But not enough. Anyhow.
Not enough to save it, apparently, for you.
No.
But it really, it looked like she enjoyed this movie more than First Blood, and I was about ready to have a fit.
Well, First Blood, I was just, like, in the zone. This one, I was engaging with it as a spectator.
Uh-huh.
At a comedy show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Different types and levels of enjoyment.
Okay. Well, let's do the plot.
Okay. I feel like you've been doing the plot a lot recently. Should I give it a shot?
Only if you're going to keep it short, because, Lord, I don't want to have to sit through it again.
Okay. I'll do my best.
Okay.
There's a man played by Nicolas Cage, and he's a cop. And that's not even a funny sentence, but here we go. And he's like a highway officer. And why is this the part where you lose it? Are you okay? It is very stupid, yes. It is. So
keep it going. Come on now.
Sorry, I'm just a little confused. Now you're having the reaction I was having yesterday. And he is doing his cop duties, and a car passes him on the highway, and a doll drops out, and he picks up the doll, and he's being like,
"This is way more detail."
Sorry. Anyhow, he ends up. Shut up. He ends up interacting with this woman and this girl and the girl's sort of weird. But then a semi plows the car to bits. And then it's exploding and on fire. And he's trying to rescue them with great futility. And then it explodes some more and he passes out. And then it comes to sometime later. He's looking sad on his couch and he's been taking some time off and they can't figure out.
But he's getting a commendation for something.
Yeah, for
child endangerment.
Bravery in the face of fire.
Bravely blowing up a child.
But like they're trying to investigate because they never found the bodies of the driver or the girl. Dun dun dun. And there's some like poorly acted cop woman. And then he gets a letter in his fan mail and it's from his ex-fiance. With a picture of the same little girl. Although, no one ever says that in the movie.
Which, no.
Makes you think,
was he hallucinating that first encounter?
Yes. Which is a thing. Like, they're really playing with, what's going on with this guy the whole time? And to very little effect. It really is. It really is Midsommar, but worse, which is something to say. Oh,
like amazing Nicolas Cage karate kicks.
Oh my word. Like kicking people.
Like bravely doing taekwondo without any training. It was like amazing.
This is just a super cop. He kicks them in the throat. It's like, whoa, wow.
He couldn't get his foot up.
It was real close though. It was like But anyhow, he reads this like very nicely calligraphied letter from his ex-fiance Willow. They're looking for like her girl's missing and she's on this commune and private and secluded up in Washington, and he's a California cop. And so he decides he's going to take time off work to go solve this missing child case.
By just sheer top copiness.
Yes.
Like,
he
knows he has no business doing that. He's like just I'm going to cop it over.
He even talks to, like, his chief and, like, other people at the station. Like, hey, I got this report of, like, a missing girl from my ex-fiance. And they're like, man, your ex-fiance. She sucks. And he's like, yeah.
He cops so bad that I think ACA bad does not include Nicolas Cage and Wicker Man. Because he, like...
You mean ACAB?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does not include...
Nah, he's
Nicolas Cage and Wicker
he's
Man.
He's straight up acting outside the law. Like he's not even pretending.
He's just on another planet.
He's not even pretending to be under the banner of authority.
No.
He's just like, I'm a cop! And they're like, yeah, a California cop. And he's like, shut up! Like,
nobody asked you!
Yeah. Like... anyway, so he like...
But he doesn't come off as particularly tough, just really deranged.
He really is deranged the entire movie. It's just like, this man is an absolute freak. And everyone knows it. Like, his priorities...
They're having a real good time with him.
Like, it's just like, it's like a science experiment, almost. Like, you take some pagans who are, like, way too forthcoming. With all their whole stuff, like they don't understand the meaning of secrecy. And then also a man who doesn't care and is just gonna do his own thing, and you put them together like oil and water, and somehow there's a plot.
I know,
but it's just so stupid. Anyway, he bribes a pontoon airplane pilot.
Uh-huh.
A water plane pilot. By greeting the man with, ahoy there! Which, in my opinion, was the best delivered line of the entire movie. Most believable.
The pilot's just looking at him like, did you just say ahoy there?
And I think he does say that. And Nicolas Cage is like, I didn't know what else to say. And I'm like, the realest interaction. The realest interaction in this entire film.
It's just like... such an unself-conscious movie that it's almost like, nobody's, they're just like, good enough for me, move it on.
That was the entire movie, man. That was the entire movie. So.
Refreshingly unself-conscious.
Before we get to that point, though.
Okay.
Just discussing obvious production issues. He gets to the island. They're like, what are you doing here, man? It's a private island. What's wrong with you? We're going to stomp that pilot for dropping you off here. And he's like, yeah, sure, whatever. I'm a cop. Do you have a missing girl? And they're like, no, stupid. And they're holding a bag that's bleeding.
And shaking.
And he's like, what's in the bag? And I'm like, what's in the bag? I gotta know. And then they like startle him by like pushing the bag at him a little. And he's like, whatever, losers. And walks away.
Just ignores the bag.
Without looking inside the bag.
I know.
It's just like, okay, man, this guy. Wow. Right? Just like choices.
I know.
And then he interacts with Helga, the cultist barmaid, who is just a tree of a woman. And again, with the social cues, none of them.
None of them land.
No. But I'm like, okay, Helga, clearly you're proud, but you need to like bottle that up. But also, they're clearly planning to kill him anyway. So I guess it really doesn't matter if you let him in on the creepy stuff, secrets.
Well, I mean, honestly, okay. But that was one of the things that bothered me. If you were gonna... Why do you want your sacrifice agitated? Like, why
not? For the chase.
Hey!
The chase was part of it. They did the hunt thing. Like, apparently that was part of the ritual.
Oh.
Like, that's what they say at the end after he runs away trying to rescue the girl. They're like, the hunter was hunted and then we did it. Thank you for participating.
Oh.
Yeah. But honestly, if they're so selective with their sacrificial choices as to go for cops specifically, maybe they're used to this kind of wacko behavior in the fiction, right? Because even once, like, the pilot's clearly dead. Like, there's a plane here threatening islanders who said stuff about the pilot. No pilot in the plane and the radio's torn to bits. And he's still like, I'm gonna solve this murder. But the first one, not the second one.
Well, because like, he didn't have any jurisdiction there.
Well.
That was Oregon's problem.
Anyway, so.
just the most unself-conscious movie, possibly aside from, like, The Room.
I was getting such major Room vibes from the acting. Like, for real. Like, I kept wanting to make that comparison.
Yeah.
Like, it had better production value.
Yeah.
But the same vibes.
Yeah,
as
of
the
just
room.
Like, this is written by someone who does not understand human interactions
and directed
very well. Yeah,
by the same, and acted by a man who was just following the direction. Bless him, because I
so
know
well too.
I know he can act when compensated.
Yeah,
right. Like I've seen him do good work.
Yeah,
he did as requested. Is my best guess.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He
showed up, did his job, kept his head down, took his check.
They got the scenes done.
Yeah.
Ay.
Hopefully he knew better than to take it on margin of sale.
Anyhow. I mean, I paid for it this long. Like, I don't know. It's maybe still making money. Who cares?
Yeah.
But basically, he's been honeypotted by his ex-fiance. With like an 11-year-old girl or 7-year-old girl or something. They waited 7 years until they needed to call this one in because they had a bad crop and needed to make a human sacrifice. And he shows up and it's all a ruse. She's not missing. She's just hiding so he can try to find her and rescue her. But she's the one who lights the pyre, right? Like she's in on it, the little girl. And their harvest was bees.
But it was a bad bee harvest.
And also, it was a bee-adjacent matriarchal structure to this cult, which was amusing in its own right. Some weird bee-focused, like, fertility rituals,
and
maybe.
Like the men were just drones and couldn't talk, and they were just doing their work.
Yeah, and also they really aren't, like, I didn't see any young male youths in the film, so like real.
And they hinted at like what happens if it's a boy. Depends.
Like, well, I was like, well, this is there. Bad management, because all these men in your community are like the same age. Chap. Come on.
Well, I think they bring new ones in rather than,
I mean,
incest with the babies they have. That's not.
No. They're
not.
A good
they're
plan, not.
Amanda.
They're not.
They bring freshmen in.
They're not using the community men for the maintaining the community. They're using the community men for groundwork, right? And then they bring in outsiders to like.
Yeah.
Keep the gene pool open.
Yeah.
And you're going to have some male babies.
Yeah, but then they have to exert the time of, like, raising them.
Maybe. Anyhow.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but children are expensive and time-consuming.
Well.
Expensive.
I don't want to argue the logistics of this too much.
I don't think anybody did.
So, and then he's burned alive. I think that's, yeah. And then we get this thing where his ex-fiance, Willow, and this other woman whose motivations are highly dubious as to whether they exist, are out honeypotting and pick up James Franco.
Yeah.
Like, that was the most upsetting part of the movie to me, was when James Franco showed up at the end, which makes the room connection even stronger.
Yeah.
So anyway, the movie sucked and it was very amusing.
Yeah. It was definitely one of those where this movie is so bad, it almost feels mean complaining about it.
But it's bad in an interesting way, because you could see
the bad.
And very clearly, at least for myself, where things could have been done better for the story, but it would have taken more shooting days, maybe,
mm-hmm.
and maybe also some more budget, right?
Yeah.
So you don't do those things. They had the cop station location.
Uh-huh.
They had the ferry boat location.
Yeah.
They had unnamed highway and motorcycle.
Yeah.
And then the island locale, right?
Yeah.
And, like, the island locale was where the majority of the movie was spent and had the most interesting locations. Fine. But, like, his house was
It looked
weird.
Like he was living in a hotel room.
It's very weird. It may have just been a hotel room that they decided to film that in.
Yeah.
When he's on the boat ferry on the way to go meet Willow and stuff, and I guess they got the biplane, whatever it's called. The water plane.
The pontoon plane.
The pontoon plane, yeah. He's, like, applying a whole bottle of cologne to himself. And it's like, okay, weird to do that where you are. And that you took a whole bottle of cologne in your carry-on bag. And also, wouldn't you normally, like, you're trying to indicate you're nervous to meet your ex. Okay, put on some cologne to make a good impression. But just, like, the most obvious, like, I have cologne, slap, slap. I'm nervous. Can't you tell? It's like, well, there's, like, ways to convey that besides cologne.
All of it.
Yeah, right? Like, there's other shots, and it didn't have to be a weird thing, but it's like, oh, right, we got to make it clear he's nervous without dialogue. Show, not tell. I was like, okay, well, this is the most, like, ridiculous. Like, that's not a person thing to do, right?
No.
And then, when he's been captured and the gig's up and he's going to die and they're dragging him to the Wicker Man, there's this voiceover playing way too long where he's like, ah, my legs! I don't believe in your gods!
I'm not one of you!
And, like, the queen bee is like,
we know.
Whatever, shut up. You'll be a good sacrifice anyway. And so after the movie ends, I'm like, it didn't have the scene. So I pull up the deleted scene with the, my eyes, the bees, and play it for Amy. And best as I could tell, they took exactly the dialogue from the deleted scene, which was rightfully deleted, and just pasted it over.
Like an image of them walking him to the Wicker Man.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just because, like, we got the audio, we got to use it. But also, this scene is so visually trash that even for the rest of the movie, we can't, in good faith, include it. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they were using all of the animal.
Yeah, yeah.
No ADR.
No.
No reshoots.
No.
We
bones and all.
Film and cut it. And
put it in the theaters.
This is a movie now.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. It was bad.
Yeah.
It was bad and also bad.
Yes.
Like. It almost turns into art at some point when you have both of those things.
It was delightful. I got to watch an insane man on drugs. Because, like, it really is so many of the same elements as Midsommar.
Yeah.
Because there's the festival and the sacrifice and the person who's the best at the festival and the mating hut. And they, like, say out loud to him, like, mating hut. And he's like, sure, whatever. What's in the bag? I don't care, actually. Bye. Like, never focuses on anything.
No. No. And the bear suit, too.
And the bear suit, yes.
Like, Midsommar took a lot of this movie.
Or whichever version.
But at least Midsommar used, like, real pagan religious stuff. And you know what? That's almost bad, too. Like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, too, is supposedly...
I hadn't thought that all the way through.
Supposedly...
They're both bad.
There was... research done into the original film to try to make it more authentic.
Authentic to what?
To Celtic or Celtic religion, I guess. Because it was actually set in the UK somewhere.
Okay. So it was supposed to be like a druid practice?
Yeah. And like that, you see a little bit of that carryover into the 2006 version because Bear Woman, I guess, talks about... or one of them does talk about how her ancestor came over and wanted to carry on the old Celtic traditions in the Americas. And so started this isolated commune.
They were Salem witches.
Well, they saw what happened to the Salem witches. But it was supposed to have, according to the dialogue of the film... Celtic origin.
This is so dumb.
Yes.
It's so dumb because all they were doing was they were using all of the symbols and the language of Wicca, which of course is a religion that's not even 100 years old yet. So.
Yeah, but don't... Well, I mean, okay, their book of ancient rituals, which... in nice gold lettering on the cover says ancient rituals.
I know.
It's like a general history of pagan practice, not even specifically theirs. Like,
well, that's kind of what Wicca is, though.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
A little bit of a let's take all of it.
Yeah, it was just very amusing.
But they're wearing the symbols of the goddess. The goddess.
Yeah, which is just, I did notice that.
Right.
The
and
three
they kept
crescents.
Talking about the goddess. But then when they started praying again, they're like, oh, the gods of nature. Like, it was so...
It's slapstick.
Yeah.
Slapped together.
No idea what they were doing. And basically just like anything that looks like religion that's not Christian or Jewish or Muslim or, okay, we'll give Buddhism and Hinduism a pass and maybe some of the Shinto religions, but this is right out and they're witches, right?
I mean, they even got creepy twins. They're all called sister.
Yeah, no, it's very religious.
Yeah.
Cult.
Yes.
But like spooky witches.
Yes. Well, so I don't. I'm trying to think of other sort of like we're doing an old religion movies I've seen, which is not that many.
Midsommar.
Yeah. They were sister and brother in that one. I think. Were they? As far as, like, referring to each other?
They might have been.
I don't know. Like, it's an unusual address, but it's one I experience regularly.
In church?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And only in church. But I don't know that that's a thing that's so common in just, like, Christianity. I don't know.
I think it's just an indication that it's a kind of society where the religion isn't relegated to one day a week.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Anywho.
But I'm on this whole thing. Like, witches are not real.
Agreed.
Witches are not real. Okay? And people get murdered for being... Like, people still actually believe in witches. They actually believe that they are real things.
Yeah.
Real people really believe that witches are a thing. And the things like this that are just like, oh, anything that's not what you're used to, witch.
Well, and it's...
No!
It's also,
stop it!
It's also interesting to consider that in the context of this movie where it is a matriarchy.
Uh-huh.
And the men are very clearly a lower class citizen to the point of they don't speak.
They don't have tongues.
Well, that's what I assume.
No, they vocalize. They went, "Ugh," later at the end of the movie.
Yeah. So, like, it's like these women with their weird religion are keeping the men down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look what happens when women do things.
And again, like this satanic panic. I mean, this movie was 2006. It wasn't that long after people were in full satanic panic mode in the 90s.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, you know, sitting there like, there's a matriarchal society. They must be murderous witches.
They do sex weird and predatory to men.
Yeah. Like, it's so...
Honeypotting.
Yeah, with their bees.
But also, like, the best setting for a honeypot.
And yeah.
Like, yes! It works both ways!
Yeah, yeah.
The bee content was not very good, but there was a lot of it for most movies.
I found myself mostly being like, these women seem nice.
Yeah. They got good hair.
And they're clearly, like, practicing solidarity.
Well, they've got their own economy.
They do.
Like,
they respect the land. They're one with nature. They live a simple life.
They're educating the children on the classics.
They have a good sense of humor. Yeah. They laugh a lot.
Yeah. It's great if you're a woman.
You know, these women look great. I think it was wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't seem to body shame.
No.
Like.
Yeah.
It's like, maybe we should get some bee matriarchy up in here.
But, you know,
they have a doctor.
Just kind of the everything else being like they're just blindly violent towards men. Like, why would you kill the plane man, the pilot? That's what they're called. Pilot.
Because he
ferried the person you wanted to come to the island to the island.
Yo, so true. That's dirty.
Yeah.
That's not fair fighting.
No.
He was supposed to swim?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Why would they punish the guy that actually provided the service that they needed him for?
So rude. Also, they export
Yeah, they need a plane, man.
Jeez.
Yeah, no.
These things just always fall apart, man.
I know, because they just want to make it seem like they're of the devil.
Yeah.
Like, this is a satanic form of evil. And they're depicting, like, okay.
They make
beeswax.
Don't want
to be terribly judgmental, but... a religion.
Continue.
That is very new.
Mm-hmm.
But people practice it. People practice that.
I mean, I'm a member of
religion.
I'm a member of a newer religion.
Not Wicca.
No, it's not Wicca, but it is like, what, 200 years? That's pretty new. Mm-hmm.
Either way, look, I'm not a fan of Wicca. I don't like it. I don't like the... I don't know.
It's not
authentic.
Yeah.
It doesn't have roots. But practitioners exist.
And
a lot
nice.
Of them.
Yeah.
Who are very nice.
Yeah.
And do not deserve to be called satanic.
No, because they're not.
Because they are not. They are just, you know.
They're trying to make, you know, positive changes and influences in their lives and
yeah,
places.
And get together with friends and do campy things.
And religion stuff.
That.
Like,
I don't really have a grasp of how, like, serious people even take that religion. I don't know. But they're not evil.
No, they're not. They're
just doing whatever they do. And I don't have to understand it to like them.
Yeah.
And not want them called evil.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah.
This movie was bad, but so fun. And I don't ever need to see it again.
You made me watch it again, though.
Yeah, but for art.
All right, what's your Ubik rating? I'm done with this movie. She's just smiling real big so far.
What's in the bag? What's your Ubik?
I saw this in the theater. I didn't need to see it again, ever.
That's the show.
Yeah.
This is what we do.
You didn't have anything else to add to this, did you?
I mean, we covered it, man.
No, it's just so bad. Like, these are bad movies. Like, we really would prefer movies that have a little less bad than this
one.
Well,
okay.
It makes for better conversation.
This was so much more fun to have to go through than Midsommar. Just saying.
Yeah, Midsommar was really...
And we did that...
Because Midsommar seemed to think it was more serious than it was.
Yes.
They Midsommar thought it was real art.
It was
high art.
It was
even.
Taken a lot more seriously by a larger group of people.
Yeah.
We keep talking about Midsommar. We did an episode with...
Movie Night Extravaganza.
And you can see that episode on their YouTube channel. Or
yeah.
Listen to it wherever you
yeah.
listen to podcasts. If you want to hear those takes.
Yeah.
But the comparison stands.
It does. All right, well, I do want to remind everyone that we are professionals.
Don't watch these at home, B.